BYOD, what exactly does this mean? What are we talking about?
It's a really interesting trend that has emerged over the last year or so, as companies have been looking to how they integrate tablet technology and other cell phone technology into how they do business. They looked at how much that was going to cost, and they scratched their heads and they said, well, gosh, we don't really have that money. And, you know, it turns out our employees already have a lot of this stuff. So why don't we just have them use their own personal devices, and we'll load up our own apps or whatever they might need to do work. Now, how companies argue that it's a good thing is they say, well, why should we buy all these tablets and all this technology and provide all this infrastructure and support to it when really our employees might prefer to use their own device anyway? You know, we're going to buy them an iPad when they really already have a Droid phone that they would rather use. So it sounds good. In many ways, it sounds, oh, this is great. It's easy. Lots of blurriness as we move down this path. Lots of blurriness.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that. I mean, as you said, the good news is I have my phone, my apps. It's set up the way that I like for it to be. And then I've got my business stuff on there too. But it's a work device. What are the privacy implications of that?
So there's privacy implications in two ways. One, on the employee side. Now employers can say, well, gosh, you know, you're using your, I know it's your own device, but you're using it for work purposes. So when you're using it as part of work, we should be able to have a right to that or access to that or what you say during those hours or during that time, we should be able to monitor. See, it gets fuzzy. It's like, how do you really do that? The other piece that has big implications is customers. For example, I know one retail chain that said, we're going to have our own folks who work in our retail stores use their own devices. We're going to load up the apps. And so when a customer wants to make a purchase, they can just use their own device and the customer can purchase right there in the moment.
So no registers?
No registers. And it's just easy and it's wonderful. And the customers can make those purchases. And here's the problem, though. That customer information gets loaded onto that employee's phone. So then they have to go through the process of cleaning off and scrubbing that customer information before the employee goes home.
Every day.
Every day. And that's what they're wrestling with. How do we manage the security of that customer information?
Well, and then, as you said, you do go home at some point and you take this with you. And that means literally you're taking work with you. How do we maintain balance in a world like this?
So what you have to do, be proactive. Start the conversation yourself. Ask your boss, what's our policy around social media? What's our professional policy when we're using phones and we're off hours? What are your expectations of me when I'm at home and you send me an email at 9 o'clock at night? Should I be responding? You have to set those boundaries. If you don't, they'll be set for you.
Brandon joins us most weeks to talk about workplace and career issues. See you next time.
Joshua, I'm looking forward to it.